弟兄姊妹们，早晨好。
I want to start by reading a passage of 1 Peter chapter 3.
让我们来打开彼得前书第三章。
Actually, I'm going to start from verse 8 and read through verse 17.
彼得前书第三章第八节到第十七节。
Starting from verse 8. To sum up, all of you, be harmonious, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, and humble in spirit, not returning evil for evil or insult for insult, but giving a blessing instead. For you were called for the very purpose that you might inherit a blessing. For the one who desires life to love and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. He must turn away from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears attend to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Who is there to harm you if you prove zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation, and do not be troubled. But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. And keep a good conscience, so that in the thing in which you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. For it is better, if God should will it so, that you suffer for doing what is right, rather than for doing what is wrong.
从第八节到第十七节，总而言之，你们都要同心，彼此连续，相爱如弟兄，存连谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。因为经上说，人若爱生命，便享美福，需要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话，也要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祷告。唯有行恶的人，主向他们变脸。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。第十七节，神的旨意若叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
In the world today, Christians are often attacked for our beliefs.
今天这个世界里面，基督徒常常被因着我们的信仰而被攻击。
And Peter here encourages the brethren in his time as well to be prepared to say in verse 15, make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you.
那么彼得在这里呢，为着当时他那个世代的基督徒也做同样的鼓励。比如第十五节这样讲，只要心里尊主基督为圣，有人问你心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔的敬畏的心回答他们。
And so, knowing that some of our young people are getting ready to go far away to college, or you know, some people are now starting jobs, or you know, to give the brothers and sisters a few words of encouragement if they meet this kind of attack.In their new situations.
我们知道我们中间的年轻的弟兄姊妹，有的要上大学了，有的人要开始新的工作。那么我想在这个时候确实能够彼此有些鼓励的话，能够好使我们当遇到这样的环境的时候，当怎么样预备我们。
So in Isaiah chapter 1, the Lord says, come now and let us reason together.
就像以赛亚书第一章那个时候讲的说，耶和华说，你们来，我们要彼此辩论。
So the Lord calls us to use our reasoning together with him, right? So to use his word to give a response to those that don't have knowledge.
这主是要我们要预备好，我们用主的话来为我们所被问到的问题而出答辩。
And some of the most common, you know, accusations we may receive today are that, you know, Christian beliefs are outdated, obsolete, or old-fashioned.
那么我们今天所常常遇到的问题，就是有人认为我们基督的信仰好像现在已经过时了，已经是那个传统的一些已经是不需要再有的东西。
However, in Ecclesiastes, you know, the Bible tells us that there's nothing new under the sun.
就像那个传道书所说的, 在日光之下没有新事。
And there's, so the Bible tells us that there's actually nothing new about, you know, the experiences that we have today.
也就是说圣经告诉我们, 我们所今天所经历的一切并不是新的东西。
These are all issues that, you know, the Lord's people have faced throughout the generations.
也就是说主, 主的人, 信主的人, 从历史历代都经历同样的,
you know, some things that, you know, may seem new today, such as, you know, talks about abortion or homosexuality, women's rights, and even gender identity. These are all things that are mentioned in the Bible.
就像我们今天, 所常遇见到的问题, 比如说, 同性恋, 比如说这个性别的那个区别, 等等这样的问题, 都是其实在 历史历代就已经出现过这样的问题。
I do have a list of references if you don't want to, but we won't get into them.
我们其实圣经里边有这样的那个, 告诉我们那些具体的例子。
So, one of the things that, that all of these issues seem to have in common is that they are related to equality or fairness and justice.
那么为什么这些问题会一而再、再而三地出现呢? 因为它涉及到我们人心中的、我们所常想到的那个，比如公平、正义这样的事有关。
Yes, people a lot of times today also talk about income equality or racial and gender equality.
今天很多人都常常讲到说，我们有那个收入的那个不平衡，还有那个男女的不平衡，这些就是社会上不平衡的一些事情，不公平的一些事。
2 Chronicles 19:7 says, Now then, let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Be careful what you do, for the Lord our God will have no part in unrighteousness or partiality or the taking of a bribe.
那么在, 这个历代志下，你比如这样讲的说，你们当敬畏耶和华，谨慎做事，因为你们的神是没有不义、不偏待人，也不会受禄的。
So God does desire for us to be righteous and fair, and God Himself is impartial and completely righteous.
因为神希望我们是公平公义的，不偏待人，不偏看，不做一些不合适的事，不公义的事。
As it says in Matthew 5:45, So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven, for He causes His Son to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous.
就像马太福音第5章所讲的那样的，他叫日头照好人，也照歹人，那么，也降雨给义人，也降雨给不义的人。
Again, the Lord is entirely righteous and fair.
我们的神，他是主，是完全公义和公平的。
In Romans 2:1-11, the Lord says, Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment, for in that which you judge one another, you condemn yourself. For you who judge, practice the same things. Do we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. But do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation for the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds.
那么罗马书第2章第1节到第6节这样讲，你这论断人的，无论你是谁，无可推诿。你们在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪，因为你这论断人的自己所行的却和别人一样。我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。你这人呢，你论断行这样事的人，你自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？ 还是你藐视他丰盛丰富的恩慈宽容忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是临你悔改呢？ 你竟任你的刚硬不悔改的心为自己结蓄愤怒，以致神的震怒显为他公义的日子来到，他必照个人行为报应个人。
And then verse 7 through 11. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation. There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. But glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For there is no partiality with God.
从第七节到第十一节就这样讲、啊、罗马书第二章、啊、第七节，凡恒心行善，寻求荣耀尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。唯有结党不顺从真理，反顺从不义的，就以愤怒恼恨报应他们。将患难困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。将荣耀尊贵和平安加给一切行善的人，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。因为神不偏待人。
Many times non-believers will ask us, you know, why does God allow these injustices to continue or to exist?
常常有的时候不信的人会这样问我们说，为什么神会让这些不公平的事情发生呢？
If he is truly, you know, righteous and impartial, why does, you know, these bad things happen to good people?
如果他是那样的公义而公不偏待人的话，为什么让这些事情发生在那些好人的身上呢？
So what these non-believers assume, and what many times we may forget, is that our lives don't really end at the death of our bodies.
这些问这样问题的人是因为他们不知道我们的这一生的那个不是结束在我们死亡的那天，我们身体死亡的那天，好像生命就结束了，不是那样的。
There is a time that will come after death where God will judge and balance all the scales that we may have considered to be uneven in life.
那么神到了那个时候，神会来审判，会把我们一生啊不公不平的事情，他要把它啊公平的审判了。
So I want to therefore encourage everyone to not be discouraged by these attacks or these flaming arrows of the evil one.
所以我们来彼此鼓励，我们不会被因为这样的攻击这样的火箭来攻击我们而感到丧志。
And as I said before, in Isaiah, it says that let's reason together with the Lord.
就像我刚才前面在讲到以赛亚书所说的，神邀请我们来和他一起辩论这件事。
So how can we now answer our gospel friends? Because you know, someone who's willing to question our beliefs is actually, you know, a gospel friend that has taken the first step.
那么我们怎么样来常常的回答这样的挑战性的问题呢？我们都知道，有时候是福音朋友向我们问这样的问题的。
First, I want to talk about the attitude when we answer, and then I'll talk about you know, what answers to give.
那么我首先要来讲一下，当我们遇到这样的问题的时候，我们要以一种什么样的态度去回答这样的问题，然后我们来看怎么样来回答。
In 1 Peter 3, in the first section that we read, in verse 15, it says, to give an account of the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence.
在彼得前书第三章十五节那样告诉我们，我们要常常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Gentleness and reverence.
就是要以温柔和敬畏的心来回答人。
Because we know in Proverbs 15, it says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
我们都知道在箴言第十五章第一节这样讲到说，我们回答的时候要柔和，使怒气消退。如果我们的言语暴力呢，就会触动人的怒气。
Because oftentimes these attacks are made in anger toward us.
那有时候这样的问题来朝向我们这样提问题的时候，他们心中是有一些那个怨气的。
So when we respond, we have to be gentle. We have to be,
那我们在回答的时候呢，我们不能够用同样的口气，我们应该用温柔的心来回答这样的问题。
Next, we should avoid condemnation.
那么接下来的呢，我们在回答的时候呢，我们不要居高临下的来回答他们。
In Matthew 9, verses 11 through 13, when the Lord Jesus was eating with tax collectors and sinners,
哦、我们不应该以那个责备的心去回答他们、啊、在那个马太福音第九章的那个地方讲到主耶稣对一个法利赛人的回答。
It says in 11-13, when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why is your teacher eating with tax collectors and sinners?" But when Jesus heard this, he said, "It is not those who are healthy who need a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire compassion and not sacrifice, For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.
那么在第九章第十一节这样说啊，法利赛人看见就对耶稣的门徒说：“你们的先生为什么和税吏和并罪人一同吃饭呢？”耶稣听见就说：“康健的人用不着医生，有病的人才用得着。经上说：我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人的。”
So we also have to have compassion upon, these non-believers when they come to question our beliefs.
所以我们对啊来到我面前问这样问题的那些朋友们，我们应该存一种慈怜的心。
Continuing on, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, it says, verses 1 through 8. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. First of all, then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so it may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, as a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore I want the men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without wrath and dissension.
那么接下来我们该怎么样做呢？提摩太前书第二章第一节这样第一节到第八节这样讲，我劝你啊，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求啊，作谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，为我们使我们可以敬虔端正、无平安无事的度日，这是好的，在神我们救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真道，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候，这是必证明出来。我为此奉派做传道的，做使徒，做外邦人的师父，教导他们相信，学习真道。我说的是真话，并不是谎言。我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
When we are faced with these attacks,
当面临这样的攻击问题的时候，
If you have the moment to quickly to yourself, you know, pray.
当我们在那个时候，如果我们能够赶快安静下来祷告
，even a couple words, you know, Lord, help me answer this question.
或者只是简单的一下祷告说，主啊，求你来帮助我，怎么样来回答这样的问题？就这么简单的祷告就可以。
Is enough.
啊，就够可以了。
Just to have the Lord, you know, answer our prayer.
这个时候我们相信主就会来答应我们的祷告。
And also, as First Peter says, you know, when we are preparing ourselves to answer, you know, to be ready to have a defense, part of being ready is, you know, every day praying that you will be ready.
就像我们刚才引用的彼得前书第三章所说的那样，当我们在预备常常我们要预备好我们自己，每天都要预备好我们自己能够借着祷告来到神的面前，使我们能预备好能够回答这样的问题。
Because when we're struggling against these attacks, it's not the non-believers themselves that are attacking us.
但因为当我们面临这样的那个攻击尖锐的问题的时候，其实并不是这个提问题的这个不信的人的缘故。
In Ephesians 6 verses 10 through 17, Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places.Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the spirit, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
就像以弗所书第六章第十节到十七节所讲的那样， 我还有幕僚的话，你们要靠主，依靠他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐全副的军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与所血气的征战，乃是与那执政的、掌权的、管辖这一万世界以及空中属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一起。 还能站立得住，所以要站稳了，用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作复兴颈遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外，又拿着信德当作盾牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并且戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
So our struggle, like it says here, is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual forces of darkness and evil.
所以我们这儿，我们所知道，当面临这样问题的时候，我们所面对的征战，不是属血气的征战，乃是那种天空中幽暗事件和属灵气的恶魔征战。And
so how does Ephesians tell us to defend against these attacks?
那么以弗所书告诉我们，当面临这样的攻击的时候，我们应该怎么预备我们自己呢？
And how do we answer? How do we give response to it?
也就是说，我们要怎么样来回答这样的问题呢？
In verse 16 and 17, it says, In addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
就是16节所说的那样的，又要拿着信德当盾牌，可以灭绝灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并且戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
For all of us, the most important here is having a shield of faith to know truly what we believe in.
对我们绝大部分人来说，我们这个时候真正最需要的就是用我们知道我们信的是什么，用我们的信心当做盾牌。
That way, we will be able to stand firm against attacks.
这个时候我们就能够这样的话，我们就能站立得住，能够抵挡攻击。
And the way in which we can answer is here, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那么我们怎么样来回答呢？就像这里所说的，就是要拿着圣灵做宝剑。
So in 2 Timothy, again, 3 verses 14 through 17, You, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
那么这儿刚才说拿着那个就是圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。那神的道是什么呢？就像提摩太后书3章14节到17节所讲的那样。 但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你们知道是给谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经。这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣，有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都有益处，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。Now
I know I've shared a lot of verses today.
我知道我今天读了很多圣经。
It's part of what I wanted to demonstrate, actually.
那么我这样做的原因是为什么呢？
In short summary, we need to first, pray when faced with attacks.
就是要告诉你神的话有多重要，并且用简单的总结起来，就是我们要常常在警醒祷告。
And secondly, we have to study the Word of God.
第二呢，我们必须要殷勤的来学习神的话。
I keep going back to this verse. Let us reason together.
就像我们刚才回到那个一开始读的圣经。
Come now, let us reason together.
就是那个以赛亚书第1章第18节我们所读的那段圣经。
That we need to know the word of the Lord.
我们必须要知道神他的话,
in order to answer at all these attacks.
使我们可以能够正确的来回答所有这些攻击我们的尖锐的问题。
Because, like I said before, that there is nothing new in the content of these spiritual attacks.
我们都知道这些属灵上的一些攻击并不是什么新鲜的事。
That the Bible actually does contain all of the answers that we can give.
其实圣经都包括了所有我们要回答别人的一些答案都在圣经里面。
And we need the Lord through prayer to help us answer in a gentle way.
我们需要借着祷告，要求神来帮助我们在回答的时候，乃是带着温柔的心去回答。
So again, one line summary: pray and study the word of the Lord.
再一次，我总结我的话，就是要祷告，要学习神的话。
So for all of our brothers and sisters that are going away to college, especially.
特别是对于那些即将要上大学的年轻的弟兄姊妹们。
Find time every day to pray and study God's word.
每天能够空出一段时间来好好的来学习神的话，来祷告。
For all of us, the rest of us that are living our daily lives, still, have time every day to pray and study God's word.
对于我们其余的人也是同样的重要，我们需要花一定时间每一天来读神的话，来祷告。And
that will conclude my sharing.
好吧，我们就分享到这。
弟兄姊妹平安。Good
morning, brothers and sisters. Peace to you all.
我想分享在马太福音五六七章主耶稣的一些教导。Today
I'd like to share on the teaching of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapters 6 and 7.
我们先读几处圣经，马太福音第五章。Let's
first turn to Matthew chapter 5.
48节。Verse
48.
所以你们要完全 像你们的天父完全一样。
Therefore, you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect.
主耶稣说，你们的天父。
The Lord said, your heavenly Father.
主与我们不一样，因为他是完全的。
The Lord Jesus is different from us, because he is perfect.
这里你们和你们的是复数。
In this verse, you and your are plural.
主耶稣一共用了五种不同的所有格来描述我们与天父的关系，这是第一种。
The Lord Jesus uses five different types of possessive descriptors to describe our relationship with our Heavenly Father. This is one of the five.
第二种描述在马太福音第六章。
The second description is in Matthew chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse
6. 你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。When
you pray, go into your inner room, close your door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
第六章18节。
In chapter 6, verse 18.
不叫人看出你进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。So
that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
中文的这个暗中呢，也可以翻译成在隐秘中。In
the Chinese translation, there's a translation that sounds more like darkness, but in English, it says secret. So another translation in the Chinese version could refer to secret.
主耶稣说，你的父。The
Lord here says, your Father.
主与我们不一样，因为天父对主耶稣来而言不是隐秘的。The
Lord is different from us because his relationship with his Father is not in secret.
这里你和你的都是单数。This
you is all second person singular.
第三种描述在马太福音第六章第九节。
The third description is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9.
这是我们熟悉的主导文。
I'm sure you all are familiar with this verse.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
When you pray, you should say, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name.
这里主耶稣和我们一起向的天父祷告。
Here the Lord prays together with us, towards our Heavenly Father.
这也是主这个教导我们不但要内屋的祷告也要有集体的祷告。
Here the Lord teaches us that we not only need to pray in our inner room in secret, but also together.
刚刚弟兄分享的祷告是也是我们知道我们一直强调祷告的重要性。
In what our brother just shared before me, he emphasized the importance of prayer.
好，第四种描述。
The first description.
马太福音第七章二十一节。
The fourth description is in Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊，我主啊的人，不能东进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
主耶稣说，我的天父。
Here the Lord says, my Father.
主与我们不一样，因为只有主做到遵行天父的旨意，而且是我们的榜样。
Here the Lord is different from us yet again because he is the only one who is able to abide completely by the will of his heavenly Father, and he is also our role model.
第五种描述在马太福音七章二十一节。
The fifth
第五种马太福音六章三十三节。
The fifth descriptor is in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
这里中文的求是寻求，是寻找求问神的国和他的公义。
Seek here can refer to asking, inquiring.
路加福音二章四十六节记载了，过了三天就遇见他在殿里，坐在教室中间，一边听。一面听一面问。
Just like as it is written in Luke 2:46, then after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions.
主耶稣在十二岁的时候就知道要学习天父的事。
At the young age of 12, the Lord Jesus already knew that he had to concern himself with the things of his heavenly Father.
所以今天我们在天父的家中也在学习。
Today we are also in God's house, and we are also called to concern ourselves to learn about the things of our Heavenly Father.
刚刚大略提了五种描述我们与天父的关系。现在我们回头细看。
So I've just listed 5 descriptors of our relationship with our Heavenly Father. Now let's go back and look at them in detail.
第一样，主说你们要完全要像你们的天父完全一样。
First, you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
当时我想年轻的门徒听到这句话，心里会说要做到完全是非常困难的。
I feel that the younger disciples at the time when they heard this from the Lord Jesus, they felt that.Being perfect is something very difficult to attain.
那比较年纪老的门徒心里可能知道除非神做工要不然要做到完全是不可能的因为他们比年轻的门徒多了许多失败的经验。
And the followers of Jesus that were older and more advanced in age, when they heard this from the Lord Jesus, they knew that unless the Lord did his work,reaching perfection would be impossible because they have experienced more failures in their life than the younger followers.
我们也是基督的门徒，所以我们应该想我们要怎么领受主耶稣的教导。
We are also disciples, followers of the Lord Jesus. We must also see how we can receive teaching from our Lord Jesus.
感谢主，我们有新约圣经帮助我们。
We thank God for giving us the New Testament.
我们应该比当时的门徒对主的教导有更清楚的认识。
Which helps us today to see clear, to be more enlightened of
the things of the Lord than the followers of Jesus back then.
在哥林多前书3章第9节,
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9,
因为我们是与神, 同工的, 你们是神所耕种的田地所建造的房屋,
It writes, For we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, God's building.
我们要完全, 神必须自己做工, 而且神要我们与他同工。
For us to be perfect, the Lord must do His work, and we are called to co-work with Him.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十一节说,
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, it writes,
所以你们该彼此劝慰互相建立正如你们素常所行的。
Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
所以除了我们个人的追求之外，我们还需要互相建立。
So in addition to our individual pursuit of the Lord, we must also work to build one another up.
想想我们都是建造教会的材料，材料必须完全，教会才会完全。
If we are the materials used to build up the house of God, the church, then the materials themselves must be perfect. We must be perfect.
所以神在我们身上的工作，神的工作是相当复杂的。
So as we can see, God's work is complex.
所以我们只有靠圣灵的带领，才能做成神要完成的工作。
God's work on us is complex, so only by the Spirit's leading can God accomplish His work on us.
好，再看第二项。
Let's look at the second descriptor.
你父在隐秘中查看，必然报答你。
Your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
这边讲到禁食的时候，只叫你隐秘中的父看见。
Here it says when you fast, you should only let your father see it.
也就是说，只有你和隐秘中的父知道。
Which means that only you and your father know of this.
内屋祷告是向着天父敞开我们的心祷告。
When we are praying in secret, in our inner room, we are opening our hearts in prayer to God.
只有你和隐秘中的父知道。Only
you and your father know this.
至于天父，隐秘中的天父怎么报答你，也只有你和隐秘中的父知道。How
the Lord rewards you is also something that you and your father in secret know.
我想，主耶稣在教导我们。 与天父的关系必须是直接的，而且是亲密的。The
Lord Jesus is teaching to us about our relationship with our Father in heaven is that our relationship to the Father in heaven is direct and also intimate.
还有，主教导我们这个隐秘的原则。And
in regards to this principle of in secret,
教导我们在隐秘中避免。 受到骄傲的试探，也免得我们这个假冒为善，论断人。
Another principle of being in secret is that when we are in secret, it allows us to escape the temptation of pride, lest we become hypocrites and become judgmental.
这个主的教导正是成为我们的智慧。
The teaching of our Lord is truly our wisdom.
第三个描述，我们在天上的父。
The third descriptor, our Father who are in heaven.
约翰福音17章里面记载的主耶稣和门徒在一起的时候的祷告。
In the Gospel of John chapter 17, it records a prayer that Jesus and his disciples make.
我只念其中一节,第九节。
I'll read an excerpt from that prayer, verse 9, chapter 17, verse 9, John.
我为他们祈求,不为世人祈求。 却为你所赐给我的人祈求，因为因他们本是你的。I
ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours.
感谢主，我们有新约圣经帮助我们。我们知道主耶稣现在也常常为我们代求。We
thank the Lord for giving us the New Testament, for we know from the New Testament that the Lord today is interceding for us.
好，我们再看第四项。Now
the fourth point.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
He who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
遵循天父旨意的必须先知道天父的旨意。
Before you're able to do the will of the Father, who in our Father in heaven, you must first know His will.
所以我们每一次听到信息里面讲到神永远的旨意，就是帮助我们更多的知道天父的旨意。
So every time when we hear in a messenger sharing about the eternal will, the eternal purpose of God, it helps us to further know what the will of our Heavenly Father is.
我常想主耶稣怎么在地上，他怎么知道天父的旨意呢？
I often think about, I ponder how the Lord Jesus knew of the will of His Father in heaven.
马太福音第十四章二十三节说，散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告，到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
I look to Matthew chapter 14 verse 23 as it reads, After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone.
我想主耶稣知道天父的旨意常常是借着祷告。
I believe that the Lord knew of the will of his Father because he often prayed.
第五个描述，先求神的国和他的公义。
The fifth point, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
我想我们对神的国的体验呢，至少对我来讲是非常不容易的。
I feel that understanding the will of the Lord, will of God is a very difficult thing to do.
但是神的公义呢，因为人犯罪，所以在旧约里面有许许多多的记载。
Understanding the kingdom of God is not easily done, but I believe that the righteousness of God is recorded in the Old Testament, as we can see, because the righteousness of God has been manifest in the Old Testament because of the manifold sins that have been presented in it.
这边我们需要翻一下圣经，在以西结书二十四章十三节。
We need to turn to Ezekiel 24:13 to get a better understanding of this.
在你污秽中有淫行，我洁净你，你却不洁净。你的污秽再不能洁净，只等我向你发的愤怒之息。
In your filthiness is lewdness, because I would have cleansed you, yet you are not clean. You will not be cleansed from your filthiness again until I have spent my wrath on you.
旧约圣经中，神在愤怒中所说的话，在公义中所说愤怒的话，比这个严重的许多。
In the Old Testament, words uttered by the Lord when he was in his righteous wrath, there are words much more severe than these.
这只是其中的，我只是用个当做一个例子。
This is only one of the examples.
但是神接下来说这一句话让我非常惊讶。
In the following verse, in verse 14, it really surprised me.
14节，我耶和华说过的话必定成就，必照话而行，必不反悔，也不顾惜，也不后悔。人必照你的举动行为审判你。这是主耶和华说的。
It reads, I, the Lord, have spoken. It is coming, and I will act. I will not relent, and I will not pity. I will not be sorry.According to your ways and according to your deeds, I will judge you, declares the Lord God.
这里神好像原谅我这个有限的词汇，神好像担心自己会改变他的心意。
Pardon me for my limited vocabulary, but the best way I can describe it is I feel that it's almost as if the Lord God is worried that he will change his mind.
我们再念一段以赛亚书第一章十八节，也是刚刚弟兄所用的经节。
In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 is also a verse used by the brother who shared before me.
耶和华说，你们来，我们彼此辩论，你们的罪像朱红，必变成雪白，虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。
Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow.Though they are red like crimson, they will be like wool.
我们知道这是预言主耶稣在十字架上流血，洗净了我们的罪。
You know this prophesies the Lord Jesus dying on the cross, bleeding to cleanse our sins.
但是很难了解创造宇宙万物的神成为卑微，跟我们这么微小的人辩论。
But for me, it's hard to wrap my mind around the fact that the God who created the heavens, who created all the universe and everything in it, would lower himself to reason together with us.
这也好像一个父亲非常爱他 的儿子，但是在劝他这个这个悖逆不肯悔改的儿子，那个里面心里面的那个痛苦悲伤。
It's almost as if it's a father who is trying to teach his rebellious son. It's almost as if it's the sorrow of a father who is trying to help his son.
我们主教导我们要寻找他的寻找神的公义，都在圣经里面。我们看诗篇106篇。
In regards to seeking God's righteousness, we can look turn to Psalms chapter 106.
所以耶和华的怒气向他的百姓发作，正恶他的产业，将他们交在外邦人的手里，恨他们的人就辖制他们。
Psalm 106 verses 40 to 41. Therefore the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he bore his inheritance. Then he gave them into the hand of the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them.
神发怒气是因为神公义的本性。
When God's wrath was kindled, it was because of his righteous nature.
诗篇106篇第44节45节说，然而他听见他们哀告的时候，就眷顾他们的急难，为他们纪念他的约，照他丰富的慈爱后悔。
Now let's turn to Psalm 106, verses 44 to 45. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry, and he remembered his covenant for their sake, and relented according to the greatness of his loving kindness.
以色列人，我们都知道，历世历代受到神许许多多严厉的管教。
We know that the Israelites were disciplined severely by the Lord throughout their generations.
所以他们对神的认识呢，比我们都深刻。
So they know better than anyone, God.
这里作诗的人呢，体会到一件很宝贵的事。
In this psalm, there's a very precious matter.
神会后悔呢，是因为神的公义，也是因为神的爱。
The reason why God relented was due to his righteousness and due to his love.
我们要继续在圣经里面找的话，在创世纪就可以找到，第六章第六节。
We can see this further in the beginning of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6.
耶和华就后悔造人在地上，心中忧伤。
The Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
第七节，耶和华说，我要将所造的人和走兽并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。
In verse 7, the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky, for I am sorry that I have made them.
我想这是神爱世人在圣经中最早的记载。
It is my belief, and I think that this is the earliest record of God loving the world.
还有一件很奇妙的就是这个我们悔改也会造成神后悔。
Another thing that I found surprising is when we turn from our ways, God also relents.
记载在约拿书三章第十节说，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降于他们。
What I mean is, it can be better expressed in Jonah chapter 3 verse 10. When God saw their deeds, they turned from their wicked way. Then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he would bring upon them, and he did not do it.
想想我们在天上的父，因为爱我们的缘故，必须忍受心中的忧伤几千年。
When I think about how God had to endure thousands of years of, when I think about the sorrow that God had in his heart for thousands of years because of our actions on earth.
这就是真是经上所说爱是恒久忍耐
I think about love which is in the Bible records as love is long suffering
我们现在有新约圣经帮助我们
As I mentioned before we have the New Testament now to enlighten us to teach us
我们知道主耶稣他体会天父心中的忧伤 他自己愿意主动地藏那个苦悲我们才有今天
Because the Lord Jesus understood the will of the Father He was willing to lay down His life by His own initiative and taste the bitter cup
所以在新约圣经里面记载说这天父沉默了几百年以后 又开口了说 很多次说了这是我的爱子 我所喜悦的
As we see recorded in the Bible God was silent for many centuries between the Old and New Testament until one day he spoke again and said and behold a voice out of the heaven said this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased
所以我们每一次在新约圣经里面读到神的爱 总是让我们心中想到神的忧伤
So whenever we read about God's love in the Bible it also often reminds us of also God's sorrow
主耶稣教导我们要先寻求神的公义
The Lord Jesus teaches us that we must seek first God's righteousness
因为我们对神的公义认识的越多也越能体会到他的爱
Because the more we understand God's righteousness, the more we are able to experience God's love.
也能帮助我们, 能够体会神的心意。
And it also will help us to better know God's heart.
更能帮助我们知道我们为什么要遵循神的旨意。
Even more so, it helps us to understand why we must obey God's will.
到一个地步呢, 我们会喜爱他的旨意。
And maybe even to a point where we will delight in His will.
也许你会觉得喜爱神的旨意似乎是很特别的。
Maybe you think that delighting in God's will is something very special.
但是诗篇第一篇里面就提到这件事。
But we can see in Psalm chapter 1.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。
It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Or blessed is he who puts his delight in the law of the Lord, and his law, in his law he meditates day and night.
刚刚弟兄分享要常常读主的话,默想他的话。
Our brother before me shared that we must often pray and read God's word and pray on and meditate on God's word.
到一个地步我们会喜爱读他的话,你会觉得不读都不行。
We must do so until to a point where we delight in the law of the Lord, to the point that when we don't do it, if we feel like we can't go on.
愿圣灵常常把天父的心意说在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit often speaks God's words into our hearts.
教导我们学主耶稣的样子，能够常常能够体会神的心意。
It calls us to often. To imitate our role model, Lord Jesus, and also to strive after God's heart. My sharing concludes here.
So let's thank the Lord for the words that He has given us. So let's close with a word of prayer. Father, I want to thank you for letting us come to reason together. That as we continue this week, we will think about the implications of what you have said.
让我们在这呃 接下来的 一周里面，让我们能时常能思想你向我们所说的话语。
May your thoughts constantly intertwine with our thoughts as our minds are being renewed day by day.
主啊，我愿你的话语能在里面将我们自己的思想能取代，让我们每天都能更新。
To be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks us of the hope that's in us.
主啊，每当我们有这样一个机会说话的时候，我们能说出那合乎你心意的话语来。
That if someone asks if we believe in justice, we will say that we do.
当人们问起我们是不是你们这位主是一位这个公义的主，我们可以放胆无惧地说他是哪一位。
Because the justice we believe in is not just depending on the capriciousness of human feelings, but on the dependable God of justice and the world.
主啊，是的，我们主的公义并不是世人这个肤浅的看法，而是那实在是我们根据我们主公义的要求。
And if someone asks us if we are feminists, we'll say that we are. And we are even more.
主啊，当人们问我们是不是我们的信仰的时候，我们也能更多的放胆的说我们相信。
Because we believe that equality is not just something that is being fought for in this own physical world, but is something that we are all accepted in front of the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavens.
主啊，是的，这些世人看为这些肤浅的公平。主啊，让我们深信，让我们也回答，我们的主的公义的要求，我们主的公平是远远超过世人这些肤浅的看法。
And we also want to thank you for the godly attributes that we see, that you are perfect.
主啊，让我们也看到，只有你，也唯独是你，是那一位完美的主。
And we trust that because you are perfect, you are constantly perfecting us each and every day in order to draw us to yourself.
主啊，因为我们也深信，因为你是那完备的主，你也让我们每天能心意更新和变化，也能向着这个标杆直跑。
And thank you for being the God who sees in secret.
主啊，我们感谢你是给我们这你的启示。
That you liberate us from having to seek attention from other people.
主啊，也让我们实在有心意更新和变化，能在这些世人面前能做那美好的见证。
But here in the church community of Islam, we can all be ourselves and not have to impress, but we are all standing equal before you.
让我们也保守我们这个以色列的教会，我们每一个人都能在你的面前能站立得住。
And that you would truly make us into the community of servants that you want us to be, completely true to each other without any pretense and falsehood.
主啊，也让我们这里我们能看清一切的这个万千表面的理论，让我们实在在你的面前能按真理而行。
A group of people who would seek your kingdom first.
让我们是一批人，我们求你的国和你的义行。
And we want to pray this in the name of our coming King.
我们也为即将我们要奉即将来到的那一位万王之王万主之主，我们献上我们的感谢和赞美。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's now turn.